Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
Chilling. You know how we do it, man. Ready to get this party started. Miss Peachy, how's it going?
Hey. I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We good.
What up?
What's your name, baby? What's up?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
All right. It's Liquor Store. How you doing tonight?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? Hey.
At work, politicking.
Like you usually do.
Like I usually do. You know how we be doing it. Big homie, what's the deal, man? I heard you try to put prices on shit tonight.
Nah, that ain't me, dog.
All right, man, that's what I heard. I heard you trying to put prices on shit.
Nah, that was Miss Dimples, man. She said a motherfucker can't afford her shit.
Can't afford.
She said a motherfucker can't afford her shit. I'm like, God damn. How much that shit cost?
We can't afford it.
Dang. Well, hey, I'm just a messenger.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
I think we got some newcomers on the phone named Bootylicious and Cupcake.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, then we got a new caller right here.
Yeah.
Carla, what's happening?
This ain't no new caller. This Miss Dimples in the house.
Oh, okay, okay. What's up, Miss Dimples? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, chilling.
As a matter of fact, you was the topic of the conversation.
What I do now?
I mean, I'm just going by what I heard. My man said that you said that a motherfucker can't afford you.
They sure
the
hell can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, damn, you put a price on
it? I'm expensive.
You're expensive. So, in other words, what you're telling me, a motherfucker got to drop out before he can even see any parts of the pussy.
That part.
I got to disagree with that one. I live by the credo. Your pussy ain't no more important than my dick. If you ain't going to give me no money, why should I give you some? Not just for sex anyway.
What?
Well, look. I came up with the idea because I seen this bitch on eBay sold her motherfucking pussy for $2 million. So I figured that bitch can sell her pussy for $2 million, goddammit. I know I'm selling mine off the chart.
Yeah, but she was a virgin, huh? Wait, man, hold on. Before we get out of here, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bootylicious in the building, jiggling all the way. What's up?
Bootylicious. Okay, I like the way that sounds.
Hey, Bootylicious. Hey, what's going on, boo?
Okay. So,
I mean, it'd be a stupid question, but why they call you Bootylicious?
Oh, because my booty is big and it's delicious. It's delicious. How it claps, it's just magnificent. Just being bonito, just perfect.
Well, now, you know you can always go on SinCityRadio.net and we can see for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I know. Right. You can see right now. I got one of them 3D booties. I got one of them X-Men booties. You can, you know what I'm saying, put your 3D glasses on. You can see it right now.
Okay, let me close my eyes. Hold on. I'm closing my eyes. I'm visualizing.
You see it. It's waving back at you. Hi. She's waving. Now she's around giving you a round of applause.
If that was the ass, you got skills. I will give you that. Now, see, I got to see that in person. All right, but
you got to see shit. Miss Dimples got to see that shit.
Like I said, SinCityRadio.net. All right, Bootylicious, Miss Booty. Since you're new to the show, I'm gonna ask you first. I'm sorry. Miss Dimple said that motherfucker gotta pay to play. Is it always about the money?
Well, when y'all approach us ladies, is it all about getting to know us? No. So let's just keep it real. Let's be honest. Let's put the cards on the table. Cash out to get tapped out. It's simple.
Wow.
That's it. That's in that order. Thank you.
Okay. Now, all right. I mean, I understand.
My dear, you stuttering now.
because I'm trying to put my words in tonight. Because I mean, I just don't believe that. Because I mean, of course, it's a natural. We automatically attracted to each other. I mean, I'm a man, you're a woman, so we're gonna be attracted to each other. But now, for me to just be like, well, damn. She look good. I need to just drop out. I mean,
you know what? It's very rare nowadays that men are attracted to our minds. They are attracted to our asses and our stomachs and all these tats. Why are you thinking all these celebrities and all these chicks that ain't got no ass is paying bands to get them injected? Because they not looking for no personality in their mind. They looking for ass. They looking for it to make it clap and everything.
That's anybody, though. I mean, when I first initially see you, of course I'm going to have to be physically attracted to you. I mean, shit, well, my man, he might be, but pressure's just not going to turn me on.
I put it like this. It depends on how the conversation starts off. You can tell, just like it's true, us ladies, we can tell we going to give y'all some ass by the conversation, by when we look at you. But if your conversation is all about screwing and stuff, like I said, you got to cash out in order to get tapped out. Or you can just go find you some free random, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is.
But
you got to cash out when you tap out.
Now, hold on now. If I just met you, wouldn't you be still considered random?
No, I am not random. See, in my name, honey, one is in my name. That makes me one and only. So, no, I'm not random at all.
Okay, but if I just met you, I don't know you. You don't know me. So, I mean, we both random to each other.
Okay, so and that there goes to the point. What are you trying to get to know? Are you want to know my personality? Because if you want to know my personality, then no, we ain't got to talk about anything with sex or anything like that. But let's be real. Dudes want to get to know what we feel like on the inside, how we make the booty clap and everything. They're not looking, half a majority of the guys is not looking for what's, you know, in our brains. No intellect whatsoever. Intellect today is booties. Booty, booty,
really?
Booty, booty, booty.
I beg to differ with that. I don't think the majority of the men.
What you see in rap videos?
That's just pure entertainment. That's just strictly
booty
for entertainment. I mean, if
porn
that's the
is entertainment.
So far,
sex is entertainment.
Sex is entertaining, but I don't think it's entertainment.
You ain't had a good show then, have you?
I mean, why would it be entertainment?
It's supposed to be fun. You ain't supposed to be boring.
Hold on. See, you didn't hear what I said. I said sex is entertaining, not entertainment.
Yeah, yes, it is entertainment because I like to role play. So, you know, that's entertainment.
Father Tony?
I don't know about that one.
What you think, Dimples?
What you think, Dimples?
Now,
y'all always want to get mad when we talk about cash. And then, okay, see, this, what gets me is, dudes, little boys, they always want to come up to a female talking about they want to get with us and sleep with us and stuff like that. But then when we talk about cash, it's foreign. And then when we look foreign to y'all, when all y'all trying to do is have sex, it's a problem. Are we too good? We ain't all that anyway. So it's like, come on.
I mean, but then again, that means that you done ran into a lot of boys then. I mean, because if you ran into a man, obviously, he gonna try to get to know you, see you for who you are.
I ran right past them. Once I feel like their conversation's on BS, I run right past them.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I mean, evidently to hear this conversation, you had to have some type of conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. And I run right past them after I feel like that they ain't trying to do nothing but get some anyway. And they ain't gonna cash out. Because, see, I'm the type that, let me call you if I want some. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me and stuff like that. And really, with me, it's probably a one-time hit it and quit. I ain't going to call you no more. I get bored too easily.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. You, I mean, you just the type, like, you just on some hit it and quit it type shit.
Let me call you. If I feel like that's all you got to offer, then let me call you. That's all I'm going to, I ain't going to call you to pay no bills because you ain't going to pay no bills. You gonna have some story. All of a sudden, you a baby dad. You gotta buy some diapers, or you gotta pay your little $30 a month phone bill before it get cut off. All that. And y'all do, and some men do it to us. So what's wrong with us flipping the script and doing it to y'all?
I mean, if that's what you like to do, then I mean, by all means, enjoy yourself.
No, I do it if I feel like the guy is on bullshit. But if it's a nice guy and stuff like that, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I sit and talk to you. I'm a lady too.
I mean, but my whole thing.
But
is,
I ain't gonna. But don't BS me. Don't BS me. I'll respect you more if you come to the table and tell me what it is. Instead of, you know what
I mean,
I'm saying, playing monopoly.
How would you get to know a person if you just? I mean. If that's your mentality,
you're not understanding what I'm saying, sweetheart. If I'm saying, if
I
the conversation,
exactly what you're saying.
Who
I
is this?
Exactly
is this still a radio host?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, all I'm saying is if you got that mentality, then I mean, shit, I'm gonna come with the same mentality.
And I understand that, but like I said. Everybody, if your conversation is all about that, then let's keep it real. Cash out to get tapped out. Just, I mean, that ain't going to hurt. And y'all always, you know, everybody got bands and stuff like that.
Wait a minute.
But they afraid to pop the motherfuckers. What's the problem? Y'all popping on strip club girls. See, that's y'all problem. That's what me and problem. They want to go to the strip club and break out and pop rubber bands on girls. They ain't going, they probably go see every Friday and Saturday where they can get them a real woman and pop them every night and stuff like that. And it still go be with you because, you know what I'm saying, it's going on the household. It's going on your girl. It's going on you.
Well, honestly, I mean, if I got a real woman, I ain't got to keep popping all my dollars on her every time because she's going to bring something to the table, too.
I just said that. It's equal. It's all going. It's going to you and it's going to me.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What's going to you and what's going to me? My money or our money?
Our money. It's going to you and it's going to me. It's just, it's like a recycle. You know what I'm saying? We take care of each other.
Okay, not
so
now.
You don't,
let me
you
ask
don't do
this.
The what's my, you don't do the what's mine is yours? You don't do that? Ooh, it's
you
changing.
Say what?
Me and change.
Yeah, we can do that, but I mean, it is another part to that. You know, it's another part to that equation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. I mean, don't stop it.
Radio, Mr. Radio Man.
Huh?
I just said that.
No, you stopped it. You said what's mine is. What's mine
no,
is yours.
What's mine,
you
is,
your,
what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. Well, my cell phone is probably going in and out of signal, but I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, now, I apologize because I didn't hear that part. All
fine?
I heard is, what's yours is mine. Hold on now. You got to finish
you
the whole thing.
You okay?
Okay, fine.
But,
nah,
go ahead.
I mean, Tama, what's up, dog? I mean, you got anything you want to chime in on this about?
Ding, ding, man. The round is over.
Okay. Let me breathe.
let me
breathe.
Out, man.
Huh?
Chill out for a second. You know, go to the corner. Listen to your corner, man.
Okay.
No, let the ring girl walk around with round two.
I mean,
bing,
dog,
bing.
She came out swinging, though. I had to swing back. No, I'm just playing with the big fish. I'm just having fun. That's all.
Ooh, pull my hair, honey. I love a fighter in the bedroom. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm talking about some others.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now we're getting to the nitty gritty.
Man, oh, I got hot. Ugh.
Okay, now let's
love me
cut,
a
let's
fight,
cut out
man.
All.
I love me a Mantingo.
We'll see. Bob Ty. He told me to stay in my corner, so I'm gonna stay in my corner right now.
Like that. Like a man that likes to fight in a bedroom. I'm gonna pull my hair, smack that.
Mm-hmm. Sound like a killer.
Father Time, I ain't never heard you this quiet, Father Time. You quiet tonight.
Hey, I'm just sitting back in the cut, chilling.
All right, I'm, baby.
Are you on the camera?
No, I'm trying to get my laptop up at the same time, so.
Okay, well, we got other people on here too. Liquor Store, what you feel about this? What you feel about where Miss Bootylicious said? You agree?
Nope. I don't. To me, I feel, okay. Maybe I'm a little bit old school, old fashioned, whatever. And I'm young, so you know what I'm saying. Maybe I just still got that mindset, but. Pussy is a dime a dozen, and you know what I'm saying, just as easily as he can get pussy, you can get dick, and vice versa, you know, so it's like, you know, you, some kind of a person, when you talk about, you know what I'm saying, if they conversation, sometimes a person don't always know what to say, you know what I mean, or how to say it, so, you know, upon first meeting, it's like, shit, you know, you gotta go from there. I just, you know, if the motherfucker, you feel in them, you like, okay, this person is whatever, then shit, make them get to know you if you feel like that. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, okay, well, shit, he ain't feeling it, so I'm moving on. But it ain't got nothing to do with money to me. I mean, you make your money, I make my money. If I'm not your wife and you're not my husband, then shit. Just because you got money don't mean it's mine, or I deserve it, or I earned it.
Fuck that. Do you feel like you a prostitute?
Because
hell no.
You got to buy my personality. That's basically what you're saying. Hold on.
I mean, we get both y'all. Y'all both can't talk at the same time. No, I'm just saying y'all both can't talk at the same time. I just wanna, I want to hear. I actually want to hear both of y'all points to this.
Go ahead, Miss Liquorstore.
I mean, I'm not talking about you per se. Your opinion is yours, and you're entitled to it. I'm not knocking you if that's how you feel. Live your life.
No,
you know
I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying.
Generally speaking, to a person. To a lady that feels like that, you know, it's like, but you don't consider yourself a whore or a prostitute. But that's what a prostitute does. A prostitute says, you know, whether you want to get to know my personality or not, if you want to sleep with me and I want to sleep with you, then you got to pay to play. And I
so
mean,
whores going around. That's why don't nobody want to come up off nothing right now because there's too many whores giving away for free.
Okay, but no.
Over what? A drink? Over what? Some Ciroc? Over a $10 bottle of Ciroc? And what? Some loud? $20? $20 and you
what?
Gave away your nookie, okay.
Over what could possibly be a fucking future. But you know what I'm saying? If you're putting this or that out there,
well, I feel like a future. You shouldn't even want to go to the liquor store in the first place. Take me out to dinner. How about that in a movie?
That's what you're going to get back. I'm just saying it. And like I said, I'm not talking about you per se. I don't know you. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying to, you know, anybody who feels. I mean, that, and I said, again, I might be just old school or that's just how I feel about it. But, I mean, hell. My personality is going to shine over anything. So no matter if you meet me at the liquor store, if you meet me at the club, no matter where you meet me at, you're going to get me. And, hell, that's that.
Okay.
Hey, I got you right.
You know, I'm not faking on no fronting. I'm not out here stunting on none of that. You know what I'm saying? When you meet liquor store, you meet liquor store. And that's that.
Well, I feel like this. If a dude come and ain't trying to get to know what you want out of your future, and he can care less, then come on, like I said, cash out before you get tapped out. Cause you ain't worried about my future. You ain't trying to be in it. You just want it right now. You want it in the now. So therefore, cash out before you tap out. It is what it is.
How do you know that upon first meeting a person?
Anytime a dude want to say, I want to get to know you, okay, well, how you want to get to know me? Well, shit,
You want, let's go get a room, let's go smoke, let's go drink. Hell no, you want to fuck, you want to sunuck. So therefore, cash out before you tap out. Since you want to go to the room and stuff, go ahead and cash out before you tap out. I holler at you, it's nothing.
Well, then let's just say every woman ain't like that and every dude ain't like that.
Exactly. Yeah, right. But all I'm saying is if you coming to me like that, then I can get like that with you. I ain't gonna sit up here, oh boy, stop. Man, please.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right. Well, Janine, what's up, baby? You still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, how you feel on the situation?
I guess, what is it?
I don't want to say it wrong. Cash out to tap out?
My pussy is priceless. It's not anything enough that you can pay me that's worth my pussy. That's how I feel about my shit. So my thing is, I give my shit to who I choose to give it to. If a motherfucker come in my face and that's what they own, it's my pussy. Then I don't have to give it to them. I'm sure not going to give it to you for no money that I could go make myself. I make my own money because with money becomes a price. Just because they're giving you money, they want something else in return. So, I mean, I don't understand how people just when they give you money, they're not getting anything. They are getting something.
You know what, Janine? That's it right there. You know, it don't equate, you know.
Well, my whole thing is I taught my daughters that your pussy is worth more than cash. Your pussy is worth more than diamonds. I taught my daughters that. And it's worth more than that.
But this is how I feel. Now, just because a lady is approaching a man for some money, why she ain't got to have no money in her pocket? Maybe she want to save her money. Let's spend your money. Females is always spending their money on some guy. Some guy's always driving a female car. Some guy's always living up under a female's roof with her name that's on the lease. So, I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
maybe
all right,
it's
all right.
The guys that she chooses.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
if you choose
hold on, hold on.
Hold on.
Now, I got to
ask. Is there a Peaches on here?
Nigga didn't have a crib when you met him, and there's no reason on expecting that he's getting ready to spend a goddamn dime on you. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga was driving somebody else's car or on the bus or walking or whatever, when you met him, there's no reason to expect that when you got with him, he was going to miraculously, you know what I'm saying, start driving a Benz and you know what I'm saying, living in a different crib. Pick and choose a little more wisely. And that goes
okay.
to anybody. Like I said, not just nobody on the phone, just anybody.
Hold on. That Bootylicious, let me ask you. I mean, whatever happened to the concept, let's build together?
I don't know. I still feel that way, but I'm like this. If a guy ain't trying to build and he just trying to take and stuff like that, take from him. See, we've always gave our all, and can't nobody sit up here and say that they haven't, far as whatever, just helping out or whatever. So what's wrong with just getting something?
Okay, but now, let's.
If you can find the right person to deal with them. But I'm just talking about these knuckleheads out here. You want to play? Let's play. Come on, let's play.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Okay, let's just say I meet you, right? I meet you, I see you. I mean, of course, there's going to have to be some type of physical attraction for me or you to say something to each other. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, so now I see you. Let's just say I'm not good at words. I'm not good at words. I'm not good at talking. I just say I'm pretty shy. I'm pretty much a shy person. But I do like you. I mean, are you going to condemn me or just talk bad to me because
no,
I really don't
no.
say
Not at all, sweetheart. That's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody's coming up to you and you can tell by, you know what I'm saying, that they shy and stuff like that, okay, this person may have an interest in me. But I'm talking about the people, you know, the knuckleheads around here that think they got game.
Okay, but now you do know, I mean, all I'm saying is that you do know, that's just like me. My demeanor attracts certain type people. Your demeanor can attract those type of people too. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Not to say like, and I'm not saying you per se, but a lot of times you saying that, well, you know, we keep attracting these motherfuckers that want to drive our car and want to do this and want to do that. Well, if that's the type of person your demeanor attracts, then that's the type of person you're gonna get.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
If I see you standing on your own 10 toes, I know I can't come to you slacking. But if I see you coming to me like, okay, give me with your hand out, then, yeah, if I do give it to you, it's coming with a price. I mean, that's just being real. It's going to come with a price.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I mean, you know.
I'm out here.
My thing is if I sit there and, you know, you like, well, shit. Cat, I mean, and I'm like I said, I'm not talking about you, but that little cash out before whatever you said, man, that shit crazy. But all right, now let's just say, okay, I come to you, I'm finna cash out with you. If you came to me like that, okay, I'm finna cash out. But I mean, you do know I'm gonna have this state of mind, like shit, whatever I say goes, as long as I'm paying this money, right?
Exactly. You're losing something. They want
uh-huh.
something. There's never when you giving up, when they giving something, they want something in return. You just not getting cash for free.
No,
who ain't
I
getting
mean,
cash? Oh, okay. I'm just saying a woman is just not getting cash for free. It's going to be something
right.
that they want in return.
Or
that's
something that you sacrifice, or it's something that you sacrifice in return for that cash. It's not just free, and it's not just about the pussy. And my thing is, if they're not coming to you correct, why fuck with them in the first place? Why fuck with them at all? If they're not coming to you correct, why can't, as women, we show them, I got respect for my motherfucker self. If you're not coming to me the way I want you to come to me or the way I need a man to come to me, then how about don't step to me at all? And wait for that man that is coming to you, correct, that do got the money and that's willing to share with you just because he's looking for that life with you.
Then what happens when the price is more than, you know, pussy? What happens when he figuring, well, shit, I'm giving you all my motherfucking money, now I can put my hands on you, or now I can demean you, or now I can, you know what I'm saying, pass you around? Like she said, it's going to always come with a price. And
Okay, she just said to pass it around. And, like, once again, we just hypothetically speaking, we just in generally speaking, so we're not speaking about nobody specifically. But let's just say, for instance, I am on that type of shit because, you know, like I say, okay, you know, like you said, that cash out shit, I cash out. I take you with me. I bring my man father sign with me. All right, shit. I mean, I'm like, shit, bitch, I done cashed out. Shit, now I'm finna cash out again. Break him off.
Break him off? Who, you? I ain't breaking him off.
Shit, you got my money.
I ain't got nothing to do with your buddy trying to get his nut off. It's about me and you. He better go find you somebody.
Nah, but I'm paying money. That's what I'm saying. I'm cashing out. I'm cashing out for me and him.
Nah.
Sound like a plan to me?
Nah, I ain't passing. Nah, you're not passing me around.
No,
you ain't passing me around. But I understand what you're saying, though.
Ain't no fun
right.
if the homeboys can't have none.
Right, ain't no fun if the homeboys can't have none. Now, hey, you hear my man? He talking about, sound like a plan. He backed up with his Jergens lotion, like, hey, she ready yet?
Right.
No, but seriously, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, But, you know, at the same time, it's like if that cashing out thing, I just always think in the long run it can wind up being a deadly fucking game. Now, wait a minute. Hold up, y'all. Hold up. Before anybody say anything, I don't hear Miss Peaches talking. What? I got your time tonight?
Ain't that it?
I guess so.
Yes.
What happened?
It's a wild night tonight.
Don't worry about it. You weren't even on the phone. You missed everything.
Yes, I am.
Peaches
is listening. I like this going down. It's going down on Sin City. I'm just listening. I like this.
Well,
I'll tell y'all what we're going to do. We're going to go to a little song. I'm finally up. I'm in the chat room all about my long. Miss Peaches, where you at? Why are you in the chat room with me?
Peaches right here, because I'm somewhere where I ain't got my video camera. I have to be there next week with you.
All right, I got you. All right, y'all, we're going to go into a little song. No Tyrese.
This is for my lovemakers. Next to mine, I try.
take it there. And I know what I'm doing, baby, my baby. All the other men you had before me, you're gonna forget all about that experience.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What was a sexy ass song?
Man, get your
hey,
man,
you know what?
Huh?
You know what? If that song when it came out when I was in high school, man, I could have got a lot of sex off that song because I wrote the lyrics down.
You crazy, you Father Time.
You wrote the lyrics down, slid that piece of paper over to her. Hey, read that, read that. That's how I feel about you, girl. Shit.
What a film
song! You get a lot of sex off.
Are you feeling sexy, Cass?
I'm always in a sexy mood. You know me. Kick back,
all right. That's my baby. That's my baby. Now we're getting somewhere.
Is it just me?
Baby.
You say what?
Oh, hey, man. Like I'm just talking, man. Is it just me, or am I the only one that feels some sexual tension around this mother?
No. No, sorry. I didn't mean to just.
What's that? Look at so. Look at so. You know you don't talk loud enough, Janine. She gonna need you to interpret what she was saying.
You ain't silly. Janine, what am I trying to say?
What's so damn funny?
Right, I'm trying to figure out what's funny.
You know, because, hey, you know.
Oh, you know what? She is here, man. My bad.
Liquor store always
Father Time, are you feeling sexy?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Father Time, I said, are you feeling sexy tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. See, I'm the distinguished one. Hey, my bad, you ain't pushing one, so I forgot to bring you in. I apologize. But she's still here, man. That was on me.
Oh, that's Janine?
You know, it's Janine and Sam.
Yeah,
she ain't got to push
okay.
More.
You know, Liquor Store needs you to be her interpreter. She don't be really knowing what to say. Or maybe her voice don't project loud enough.
Yes,
so.
I know.
Yeah. Liquor store talks loud enough.
No, she sounds like she whispering or something. Like she whispering in somebody ear.
What does she always be saying? I want some big too. I want some big too.
What?
What
you saying? All right, well, let me give it to you loud and clear. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? In the words of my girl Mercedes, ooh la 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 la, I'm so horny and I want you to fuck me. Yeah, how about that?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, now I heard that.
Oh, okay.
You is silly.
I'm just saying.
Is booty lit? You know you sit here.
You said what? Well,
yeah, where booty lit is at?
Oh, fixing her ham sandwich.
You said fixing a ham sandwich.
Who is this cupcake?
Sister gotta eat.
I ain't mad at it.
As you done played that song and made the sister have to have a sandwich.
Hell yes, kid.
Keep that booty healthy. You gotta keep that booty healthy.
No, seriously, all bullshit aside, is she back on the phone yet?
I'm here.
Oh, bootylicious.
Mm.
Okay, I gotta know. Was that your hands clapping? Or was that really your ass?
That was my butt.
That was your ass, right? They clap like that.
Yeah, I got a big one. I got a big one.
Cut your head up, Cam. I don't believe it.
I need to see. Let me see it.
Right.
He got UGK
on that ass. Let me see it. Man, I mean, that motherfucker sound like.
Well, I got my grandma, but and she used to say hers when she sit down is like a pot of gold. So.
I mean, okay. So now, I mean, all right, now, okay. Let me just ask. Do you do that? I'm not gonna lie. That would turn me the fuck on. So, I mean, do you actually do that? I mean, like, if you and your man was together, I mean, would you just walk by and just make a clap for him like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can make it. I can make it jump individually, left cheek, right cheek, however you want it.
Okay, so hold on.
It took a lot. I ain't gonna lie. It took a lot of practice because it is a big old thing back there, and you know I had to get my muscles to lift it. So it took a lot of practice.
Right. So if I stand behind you and be saying left, right, left, left, right, left, you could just go on the beat with me.
Uh huh. Yes, sir.
Please. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're going to have to prove it.
CNC hey, Radio. Dog. .net. Hit video chat room.
I'm getting the camcorder, man. I'm going to get a camcorder, and I'm coming to wherever she at, and I'm going to film that. And I, when I
Where
say,
are you at?
When I, I'm coming to you. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I'm coming to you. So if I say left, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, 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 right, right, you can do that.
I can do right, left, left, right, round of applause.
Thank you.
God damn. Yep. Okay. All right. So. Like I said, I want that on Sin City Radio. I need that on now. See, we got to get a studio, dog. We got to get a live studio where these people can come in and actually do this.
I know that's right. Who said
Not. Because, I mean. Okay, my thing is this, because, see, I mean, I like one of the masks that when you hit it, it just jiggles, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you hitting it from the back, it just jiggles. Every time you hit it, it just like it's vibrating.
Waves all that. Especially, you know, when you're hitting it from the back and stuff like that, it waves back at you. Hi.
You just slap the ass and ride the wave in.
And it waves right back at you. Say hello to it, okay. You say hello back.
All right, now see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
My.
You know what I hate about my butt? If I could ask any other ladies, like when you have your jeans on and stuff, and you still got that fat booty meat, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's sticking out in your jeans, do anybody else have that problem on this line? What about you, PG?
Yeah.
What, over the top? You talking about over the top of the butt?
You know, when you put your, well, I ain't going to say you because you a guy, but when ladies put their jeans on and stuff and they still got that booty meat hanging out of their jeans and stuff. Because, see, sometimes, like, it's been times before my butt is so big I didn't have lower back problems. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it has its perks and stuff, and then it has its little negatives and stuff. Sometimes I have a little lower back pain.
Wow. I thought, I always thought that came from the breast. I thought that because you got big breasts, you had back pain.
I know you got a big ass back pain too. I've never laid on my, I've never been able to lay on my lower, my lower back. My butt is so big, so.
Okay. Okay.
Is you alright?
Yeah. Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Nah.
Father
right,
John,
nah,
you alright?
I'm good.
Nah, okay, now nah, I done been on Sin City. I go through the website, trust me, y'all. I check it thoroughly. I check every picture. Some pictures I check twice. Janine, I see that you kind of hippie. I mean, does that work? Is that a problem for you?
Is what a problem for me?
I mean, the lower back pain, having ass and all that.
Yes, we get problems because I got ass and breast.
All right now, see.
All right now, that's three of us on the line with our
damn.
But you know what? And they don't make pants for us no more. It used to be, we used to be able to fit the pants. They make the pants so short now, we can't even get them up over
right.
Our butt.
I know,
right?
Why you didn't broke your belt buckle and stuff because you used them to pull.
Okay, nice.
We
can't leave out the petite women now. Now look at so. You say you're of the petite size, right?
Hey, look, let's just put it like this. If the wobble came on and I was on the floor with the ladies on the phone, I had to go sit my little ass down, okay?
Oh.
But like, I'm going to tell you like this. But I'm going to tell you like this, okay? I'm working out. I'm working on this motherfucker, okay? I'm going to get this bitch going to poke out one way or another. I'm working on
it. He had all the buffet places.
I'm like, bitch, give me some bread. I need some bread. I need some biscuits. They like, what the fuck? I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it.
Okay.
Okay. Bitches,
okay.
White.
Nah. All right, dog, what are you? What are you, dog? You a breast man or an ass man?
I'm a breast man.
You a what?
I'm the breast man.
He's a breast man. You know he must be around somebody. He ain't been talking enough.
All right. Did you see how fast he said it? I'm a breast man.
Yes. I'm a breast man.
Yeah.
I meant chicken, baby. I was talking about chicken. They was talking about chicken. What type of chicken you like? I like breast. I like breast.
Right. I mean, he's so witty and quick with it, too, breast man. Like he was sneezing or something.
That nigga over there,
mouthwater. Well, no, don't say that. Please don't say that because it's only me and him on the webcam. So, please, I don't want to see his motherfucking mouthwater.
Oh, I didn't mean
it. Oh,
my goodness. Yeah,
I didn't
know that.
He's
always
just dancing. Nah, I'm with my man. I'm more of a breast man. I mean, hips and ass is good, but... Hey, if I could look at you and be like, hey, baby, yes, you do got some nice ones. Then, hey, because I'm going to tell you right
how
now, I would not.
How big can you handle it?
Let's just say she's working on it. Don't keep messing with her. She say she is trying to work on it for you.
Nah.
Cass. I heard Cass
huh?
And the drama. Father John.
You say what now?
I said, what's the biggest can you handle?
Shit, I ain't seen none I can't handle yet.
No, I'm just saying, what's the biggest you can handle so far?
Teachers, you mean breast?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have my first
test.
That nigga said he done had a motherfucker.
Triple D.
Man. I done had all 26 letters of the alphabet.
Damn.
All right. Father John?
Yes.
I'm a breast man.
I mean, Father John.
They ask you, dog, they say, what's the biggest size you done had?
Oh, I done had some double D's in my time.
That's the biggest you had?
Yeah, double D's was like, I mean,
I don't know.
That's just a thick chick.
I don't measure, so I just take an educated guess.
Hey, dog, let me ask you. How you got it down pack where you could just unhook it with that one hand?
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking pro. I had that motherfucker off your ass in a hot second. You'd be like, this motherfucker that unsnapped my bro. I had that motherfucker off. You be thinking I'm coming
y'all
to your back.
Y'all start working on that in sixth grade. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm a motherfucking pro. I'm a motherfucking pro. I get that motherfucker off. What's your fastest time,
little
dog?
Sexy.
Maybe 6-7 seconds.
Oh, no, I got you beat, dog. I got that one off. I sat one at like 1.8. That motherfucker, as soon as I got there, it's like picking a lock, dog. Now, you know, the more petite women, they got the ones with like, it's like maybe little three little hooks. I could get them in 1.2 seconds. And three little hooks, clack. See, I got big hands.
Little women, You don't get three and four prongs until you get into after double D's. I got little breasts, and I only got two prongs.
Oh, well, see, you...
I'm eight of them. I got 6 to 8.
She got knockers. I got motherfucking... She got knockers.
Hey, yeah. Now, when you get up to 6 or 8, then that's when you got to crack your hands like you could have break into a safe. Yep. Better get to work.
Well, in fact, let me count and see how many I got on here for real.
I know I told y'all this before, but would y'all be freaked out? Because my friend, she's like triple G's.
I'm serious. I was like, your kids so big, they got confused.
I need your address. I'm gonna send you one of them cameras, them hidden cameras. You know, you could put on like in a brooch or something. I need for your life to be recorded because you see some shit. I promise. I need to see what you see on a daily basis.
Hey, check it out though. Yeah. At least you can see four people at a time.
Exactly.
She like
that bitch needed to have 6 couplets.
Hell
she
yeah.
Like, you got the babies? I see all the babies. I see the babies real good. Oh, go ahead, bring the baby on over here. I see the babies.
Exactly. Would that freak y'all out as men? You see something like that?
I like this. That would freak me out.
Yeah. What I feel
for time and cash. Answer the question.
I just answered that. I said, yeah, it would freak me the fuck out. I would still fuck, but it
would
freak me out.
That was my next question.
Would you step on it? Would y'all fuck on all four of them?
Yeah, I would.
That nigga just want to tell the story. He was like, man, I had to.
Exactly. I would have to do it just so I could say I done it. Nigga, I suck on shit. I suck on old nipples.
And your homeboy like you had two bitches. You like, no, nigga.
Right, I only had one. I had one chick to have old nipples.
Nigga, that ain't no woman. That's the cow. You was fucking a cow.
Right. Right.
Now let me ask y'all a question. Cass.
Huh?
Cass. This Miss Peaches, let me ask y'all a question to you men. Now, if y'all had two penises, would you get rid of one?
What?
Huh? You know what? Hold on. Look here. I'm going to tell you one last time. You a little sexy, better start smoking that shit, because I don't know what the hell y'all keep coming up with questions.
I'm asking a liable question. I just want to answer.
Okay.
Would you keep it for advantage to do it in the booty and in her coochie? Or would you just keep it just so you could be different? I'm just asking a question.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on a second, dog. Are you upset with a dude doing it in the booty?
Huh?
Are you upset with seeing two men get down or something?
Wait, man, hold on before you answer that question. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, it's me.
Who is me? Huh?
Bootylicious.
Oh, okay, baby. Okay. All right, now, let me ask you a question. If me and you about to get busy.
No, don't answer the question with a question. Answer mine first.
No, this don't make no sense. Now, you just think about it.
Trust me, I have seen this. For real, that's why I'm asking a question.
Okay, well, I ain't going to ask you, because if you've seen this already, I'm not going to even ask you. Okay, I'm going to ask Ms. Dimples.
Okay.
Ms. Dimples, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right, Ms. Dimples, man, you finna get busy. We doing our thing. You like, I'm finna go down on your ass. And I pull my drawers down, you see not one, but two dicks. What are you going to do?
Bunk on the hill.
You say what?
I got to go handle some business. I mean, I'm getting out that bitch.
You goddamn right. Okay. Now, look at stuff.
Look
at stuff.
Man, look. I got to go. You know what? I got to pick up my kids. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize what time it was. I got to go.
Here go the million dollar question. Here go to the million dollar person. Janine, I got two dicks.
Double
like pleasure. I need some type of explanation, even though that do sound delicious, but. I still want some type of explanation. Man, you could have warned me or something. What type of, you can't just bust it out and shit. I'm like, what type of deformed shit is this? You know? Dude, I need some surprise. This is surprise on top of a surprise. God damn.
Hey.
I mean, you could have at least warned somebody. That ain't something you just pull out on the motherfucker.
Okay, so is your next question, okay, so do they both get hard?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I need some experimentation needs to be going on. Now I need to figure. You know, it's like now you got to get your whole game plan going, you know. You had one game plan, now, okay, I'm working with two dicks. So, damn.
Now what can I do?
You know, you got to think about it. You know, it just messes up your whole train of thought.
If my mama let me go through my whole life like that, I'm going to go crazy.
You like, mama, it's hard enough waking up with one hard dick, goddammit.
Boy, that's a blessing.
Okay.
Boy, you twice. Shut up and go on now.
Girl, them girls are loving. Them girls are loving them too deep. Let's put them together.
I love that shit. Baby, you gonna knock me dead one day, baby. Now, don't worry about that, baby. That's the Lord's
blessing. Okay. What about the people who don't like the anal thing? They like, now I'm having sex with you, but both dicks hard, so this is the other one. They got to go somewhere.
You got to squeeze them together and try to form one and put them in the one hole together.
All right.
Y'all got to work together. Now you talking to both
okay.
dicks. Y'all got to work
okay.
together.
Now, what if what if you get pregnant and the DNA is all fucked up and they tell you the baby ain't mine? They came from the other dick.
You are stupid. Right. Test the other dick. And that's exactly what I would say. Test the other dick.
Right.
You got two different sires. I'll be up in court.
You are not the father.
Right.
Well, penis A is not the father, but penis B is the father. This is crazy.
I'm gonna need my mama and daddy to get rid of that shit before I even know what the fuck even happened.
They just say that's like having six fingers on both hands. That's just not gonna work for me.
Right, that's going to just have to go as a family secret that nobody ever knew about.
What did you say, take that down to your grave with you, huh?
Hell yeah. But I ain't no damn freak show.
Now, just another question. Now, what if your mama was to told you that right now today that you had two penises? What would you do?
Ain't nothing I can do.
I hope y'all cut off the smallest one. Hope y'all left me the biggest one.
On two right.
He's so
stupid. That nigga said, I hope you left me the biggest one.
So what if a woman has
you two pussies? You know what? I'd be selfish with one of my pussies. I'd be like, nobody can have this one.
She's
like,
no,
I've never taken
to
you,
pussy. I'm a
virgin,
baby. I'm a virgin. She's like,
right, you're
a virgin.
Virgin three times.
You're right. I'm a virgin in this pussy, not that one, this one. And you can't have this one.
What am I doing? The left one, the right one, or the middle one?
Well, I can't have the new pussy. Hell no.
You ain't earned it.
Bipple said, fuck that. This bitch finna sell for $3 million.
Yes, sir. That is
so, Cass, have you ever, to all the women, I mean, to everybody on here, I'm just asking a hypothetical question. Have you ever seen a woman click look like a miniature penis?
Hell no, and I bet not. And I bet not.
You said a what? I didn't hear the question. A woman's click real big and it looks like a little baby dick.
Oh.
No, Vanessa Del Rio.
I say
Del Rio.
Yeah. Would you say you've seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen that one of them before. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to swear up and down the bitch
Vanessa
line.
Del Rio. Y'all know who Vanessa Del Rio is?
Yeah.
That motherfucker, it wasn't because of that. That shit was just worn out.
You stupid.
I mean, come on. She let a horse get up in that.
I know I ain't the only one that's seen that.
I done seen a couple of videos.
I'm saying, so nobody never seen the one with her and the horse.
I've seen a few of them, but I never saw her.
I could have sworn it was you the one that showed it to me.
I never seen Vanessa Del Rio on the horse.
Oh yeah, they had the way they had the horse strapped down and all that shit.
So you mean she had sex with the horse?
Hey. Yeah.
Horse's dick.
That okay, y'all know? God
What'd you say?
See, y'all know how big a horse he is.
Look, I'm not that guy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my
That's too much meat. That's too much meat for me.
That is crazy.
You
know, that says a lot about you, Janine.
I know.
As
it does. What'd you say?
I said, you sizing up horses' dicks.
I didn't say I was fucking a horse. I said that shit turns me on. I would love, I like seeing that shit.
She said that turns her on.
You think you actually can handle a horse?
And then I just say I wouldn't fuck no horse. I said I would watch somebody do it.
I'll be with the one with the camera.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, how that feel?
Oh, God, get to it. I can see horses, dogs, fucking lambs.
Now, I've seen the dog. Now, the dog, that was just crazy.
Man, I see the motherfucker get down with a lamb. A fucking sheep.
A lamb. I'm sorry, I beat the bitch in the background throwing the fuck up. I'm sorry, I can't do it. What is that noise in the background? That's liquor stuff back there going up. I can't take it, I'd be back. I can't watch. I can't do it.
No,
see, you can't be hanging with us. You can't be hanging with us. He'll be coming looking for you and stuff. Girl, what? You can't even be hanging with us. You have all of us trying to go to church and stuff. All y'all need some church.
Really?
Y'all out here sinning.
All y'all out here doing wrong.
He'll been in bed me from the house with the son, and then he can't be your friend. No damn on her ass. Keep her ass.
Really? I spread some of the blessed oil on her ass. She didn't come back. Oh, my goodness. You ain't right. See, that's what it is. You tell a person something, and they never let it go.
Nah, I've been banned from a lot of people's lives. They men, they
won't
hanging around their women. I don't know why. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I'm in the mood. Let me ask another question. I'm ready to get some shit started. I don't care. So this is to the men. Father Time and Cass, if a woman just walk up to you and ask to give you head, would you let her?
Hell yeah, I would.
Nah.
Why wouldn't I?
Nah.
She got all her teeth in her mouth.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We got a new call.
All right.
Caller, what's happening?
Hey. Hello.
Who there? Selena?
Yeah. Yeah, hey.
Hey, baby.
Bye.
How you doing?
All right.
You tired again?
So answer the question, Cass.
No. I seen a, you know what? I seen a...
Father Sam nasty.
I seen a picture today.
Hey, I mean, she gonna suck my dick, huh? What mother not let her?
You can catch shit like that. That's nasty. Anybody?
Yeah.
I mean,
straight up, that's nasty. That's father's ass. I just want to hear that question. But her father time, he was like, hell yeah.
I mean,
hell yeah.
Go ahead and say,
young it's just like if you met somebody if you did somebody on the first time y'all ever met, it's the exact same thing.
Exactly.
So what's
to
the
each
point?
His own. Y'all know my word. To each his own.
Okay, no. You know what, dog? I'm finna post it right now.
I've been doing this radio show for a while.
I seen a picture today.
You finna post?
I'm going to post a picture in Sin City. And I've seen a picture today where the girl got this dude, she's biting the head of his dick, dog. I mean, she's biting it hard. And the question is, what would you do? So now my thing is, first thing I'm thinking is, if she just came out the blue talking about, can I suck your dick? I probably just did some fucked up to this girl in the past, and she's trying to get me back.
Okay.
Oh, shit. So if a girl giving you guys head and she bites you, what would you do?
It all depends how hard you bite me.
I'm talking about bite you like she biting a steak.
Oh my god!
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm gonna tell you like this. This is what I'm gonna do. Whatever I did to make you do that, I'm going to tell you, baby, I'm sorry. I swear I'd never do it again. Please just let it go. I'm not going to talk no shit to you. I'm going to be like, oh, boy, on Friday after next. Hey,
you got to be drawing blood.
I mean, you know, if she draws a little bit, but I'm just saying, what would you do?
Well, I mean, if she got your dick in her mouth, ain't nothing you can do. You have to wait until she let
but
it go.
But I'm saying about
going to shock.
All right, I done went in shock, man.
Now, what if you get somebody to suck your penis and she had fake teeth and they came out?
You know what? I was trying to just keep them out. Just keep them out. Let me see what that feel like.
So what if they tell us so dirty? What if they tell us so dirty? She put the back of her mouth. Would you let her continue?
Hell no! I would say, hey, ho! You know better than that shit.
Listen, Paul, what you doing?
Yes.
That's crazy. You see, girl, just stop the hook.
Yeah, shit, that keeps it live. I tell you, my Tuesdays and Wednesdays ain't shit without y'all. I promise. I'd be like, I gotta go.
Okay. Hey, that's what I do. I love to keep people laughing. I just be asking random questions. I ain't saying that never happened to me, because you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, guys. Have anybody ever fell asleep on y'all penises?
Let me ask you a question. Where's Lil Sexy at? Did she go get some no-dos? Lil Sexy, what's she sleep?
Lil Sexy, I don't know.
Oh, she must
Lil
be sleep.
Sexy, Miss Dimple.
I told you Lil Sexy just listening tonight. She not talking.
Oh, okay.
You say her man's
she just
tonight.
Listening.
No, I said she's just listening.
Oh. I'm about to say he done came back after she done did that bullshit.
He liked it in the ass. You know he likes them dildos in his ass. You better quit playing.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Is that the same dude?
She said,
is that
oh, my.
The dildo?
Oh, shit.
That's another question. He do, but like I tell everybody, to each his own. What man wants another penis up their rectum if he ain't gay? Bump that.
Look here, we ain't gonna get on this subject about that. Because that shit is gay. However you want to look at it, I don't care. It's gay. We're not even gonna get on that. Let's talk. If you want to talk about some penises? Let's talk about that penis beating up the motherfucking pussy here.
I concur. I concur. But I don't want to hear about
no
gay part.
I heard that motion. Yeah, I don't either. I don't
want to hear
that.
Hey, Liquor Store, let me ask you something. Liquor Store.
Mm-hmm.
Do he ever just put the robe on and be butt naked up under and say, "Let's go"?
You know, it is so much funny that you would ask me that. Yes.
The pants are on. He put on the principal.
No.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Let's be nice. They, you see, they done got quiet all. See, these motherfuckers that took Sin City too far.
Hey, that's what it's made, though.
To each his own.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I mean.
You gotta keep quiet. Sex is supposed to be fun. Do it wherever you want to do it at. Hey.
All right, all right.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. And for the most part tonight, Ms. Dimples, you just been kind of irate with everything you say. God damn it, y'all done. Hey, you been drinking?
Some of this stuff people be talking about make me, you know, it gets under my skin. Damn, it's just sex. If you marry, do whatever you want to do with it. It don't matter. Role play. Shit, if you want to add some damn toys, get some toys. Damn.
Okay, now, all right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why I was just asking about the role. I mean, so if he did come to you with that on, I mean, would it be a turn on or would you be turned off?
I'm not going to say it would be a turn on or a turn off. We'll just be getting on with the robe on. I mean, shit.
It'd be something different.
Right. The robe is not what's going to turn me on or off. It's, you know, how he comes to me with the robe on, you know.
I mean, right. He comes to you. I mean, but still, I think I feel what you're saying.
I get your question. I don't probably wouldn't look at it one way or the other. It would just be something different.
See, like, that shit is dead.
Right. She just don't like this guy. Right. This motherfucker can come on. Right. He can come
it's
in.
It's whatever.
Like,
it's whatever.
Right.
I'll give somebody though. Right.
You can keep his dick to himself. I didn't say that.
Damn.
To me. Not my
words. I'm just messing with you.
I know. Hey, look, I didn't say I wasn't thinking it. I said I didn't say it. No, I'm just saying.
So, Cass. Vice versa, that question. So if I come to you with my preacher robe on, wanting to get busy, what would you do?
You a preacher?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, and we want to baptize you in our fountain.
Yeah. Hey. I'm gonna cross my arms across my chest and just lay back.
Father Time, what about you?
Yeah.
Thought it would be easy. I agree with you. If you're a real preacher, you got the roll ball. I'm not going to be turned on, straight up. That's just me.
All right. That's an honest answer. It's to each his own. It's an honest answer.
Well, how about you, PG?
Down by the water.
No good shit. I'm trying
to get it. Captain and Dave staying, baby.
No good shit. Close your eyes.
I'm just saying.
We're going to go for a dip, baby.
Hey.
Look, I'm not really going to do my
open your mouth.
Right.
Now, what if you was getting baptized for real? They called today. You like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. What if you get confused and you really there? You like, this ain't how it happened. This ain't how we do it.
Right.
Oh,
no,
you're supposed to put this right there.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like none of y'all. I just want you to know that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Y'all going to hell.
Yeah, well, you ain't the first motherfucker to tell that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess I crossed that bridge.
Tonight was off the hook. Tonight was off the hook and for all the new people that came on. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I was saying. Oh, my goodness. All right, man. Before we even cut us off, man. Hey, I know the FCC probably talking. They probably trying to hit the butt notice right now. Oh, these motherfuckers.
That's when I thought you couldn't take me no lower. You go right to the gutter on me.
Right.
Ain't that what Martin said about Stan? You remember that episode Martin was talking to Stan? He was like, man, that's when I didn't think you couldn't go no lower. You take me right to the curb, man. We in the gutter.
Right to the gutter.
Hey, you know how it is. It's just all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
That's all it is.
All right, we're going to have to get up out of here. So, Ms. Simple, you got any last words for us?
Great show. Enjoyed it. Had a lot of laughter. See y'all next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Look at Stone.
Yes. Am I giving the benediction tonight? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you getting the benediction now, right?
I can't stand you. Hush. Anyway, yes, good show. I enjoyed you all. I love the conversation, the debates. That shit is what's up. Sin City Radio. I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Miss Peaches, what's up, baby?
Hey, you know I enjoy it. I'll be looking forward to my Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I don't care if I'm sick, I'm going to be on here. And I enjoyed everybody. Conversations and all. I love everybody. Have a safe night. See you next week.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut nobody out. I was here last night. Y'all had a good show last night, too. I was listening. I couldn't talk, but, yeah, y'all was off the chain last night, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Janine, with your good sitting ass. Any last words?
Don't let me have to pull my tambourine out on y'all asses.
Oh,
<okay. laughs>
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
okay.
All
right.
And them little reading glasses that sit at the tip of your nose.
Sure do. I got all that. Well, I got the role play. I got everything for role play. Got some tambourine and everything.
All right.
So in other words, I could come in there and you're going to be Miss Odessa.
It was a great show. Plus, I love talking to y'all.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. Big Dog, any last words, man, other than we going to hell?
Y'all going to hell. Hop on the party to this sin. Y'all going to hell.
What me and Janine on the same damn thing.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll see each other when we get there.
Yeah, it don't matter. I'm going to be the best at whatever I do.
I'm gonna turn that bitch out.
He's
like, you know what? You gotta go back to Earth. Fuck this. I wasn't ready.
They don't put my ass on fire, bitch. This supposed to be a fighter, bitch.
So that is fun. I'm gonna send you back to Earth. You don't turn that bitch out.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all is crazy. All right, y'all. Thanks. Thank everybody that was listening. Thank everybody that was on the internet. Because my man don't want to talk. We gonna get out of here. Same bad time, same bad channel. SinCityRadio.net. Check it out. Posting pictures, posting blogs, post whatever you want to post. It's all free. All right, y'all. Next week. Peace.